From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. February is Black History Month, and this year the 10th annual Grandin Theater Black History Month film program presents A Month of Michaud, as in pioneering black filmmaker Oscar Michaud, kicking off this Thursday night with a ticketed fundraising gala and a showing of the 1920 silent Michaud film Within Our Gates. Ian Fortier is executive director for the Grandin Theater Foundation.
So I did Michaud in 2015 when we showed Body and Soul. We haven't screened any of his work since, so we thought this was a really good opportunity.
The remaining Oscar Michaud movies screening at the Grandin Theater are free admission, as are four more showing at the Harrison Museum of African American Culture during Black History Month. The groundbreaking Oscar Michaud had a movie studio in Roanoke for several years, about a century ago. At the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine this Thursday, beginning at 5:30 p.m. with a reception, a public art talk by sculptor Bill Fitzgibbons, as Roanoke City explores placing an installation along its innovation corridor. Opening this Thursday and running through February 8th at Attic Productions in Fincastle, Tales from the Brothers Grimm youth version, with a cast of almost 60, Mandy Mashing is the director.
We also have 22 puppets in the show. That was all very exciting to see the vision coming together. And unlike other fairy stories, they don't typically end in the happy ever after, but we definitely learn something from each of the stories.
Looking ahead at Mill Mountain Theater on the Waldron stage, Natural Shocks, a one-woman play that blends dark comedy with a commentary on domestic violence and gun control in America. That runs from February 5th through February 8th at Mill Mountain Theater in the Black Box space. Also looking ahead, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra presents The Heart of Sibelius, February 14th and 15th at Jefferson Center. The Historical Society of Western Virginia, which operates the Roanoke History and O. Winston Link Museums, is looking for your vote until February 20th. The Society is a top 10 finalist in the Virginia Association of Museums' Top 10 Endangered Artifacts Program. This Revolutionary Era letter from the Secretary of Lord Dunmore to William Preston about selling off land for King and Crown needs about $2,500 worth of restoration. The top artifact vote winner receives $1,500 towards conservation efforts. Ashley Webb is the History Museum's executive director.
Personal collection. It was the Breckenridge collections. Long-term family in this area. Lots of connections. Fincastle area.
See vamuseums.org to vote. And the Dead Reckoning at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Saturday, as the nonprofit Roanoke Music Venue celebrates its 9th year. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Greetings from David Stewart Wiley, music director and conductor of your Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. And let me assure you, great symphonic music is for everyone. Join us for our popular and entertaining Pops and Masterworks series. Please support your RSO, including our Youth Symphony, Junior Strings, and Outreach programs. Help us unleash the power of music.